Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Become Limitless Podcast. This week we're going to talk about how to get over the fear of failure and what failure looks like to you. So I just completed my Senior Firefighter assessment. I got through all three assessments that were part of the day. It's a massive day, and I was reflecting on this and how so a lot of people don't achieve or don't go get what they want to do because they fear failure. They fear being seen as a failure. They fear being judged, being ridiculed by other persons, peers, their family, around not passing something, not getting something, failing at something. And right now, I just want to let you quickly stop the podcast and go over the things that you've failed in your life and actually think about, what have I actually failed at this point? What have I actually failed with? And we want to get a better understanding about exactly what failure means and why, when we don't succeed at a certain situation, topic, circumstance that we just don't succeed in, that might not be considered failure. Let's not look at it that way. Let's not look at it failure as a thing that happens all the time, more as a, I did not succeed, and what can I learn from this? And we need to switch the way we think about failure. So right now, stop the podcast, and I want you just to go over the things that you've failed in your life. Just quickly, just come up with the big ones that you really want to, you really think about, and they're always there. Okay, now that you've done that, you've thought about a couple of failures. For myself, I find it easier that I can just come up with ideas like that, like for failures, I failed this, I failed that, I failed this. And it is easy for your brain to work that stuff out, to find the negative in things. Now I want you to take some time to think about successes, wins that you've had in your life. And after you've done that, when you come back to the podcast, we're going to go over some of the successes you might not think about that are really hard to do that you have succeeded in, most people have succeeded in. So right now, stop the podcast, and I want you to think about all the successful things and the wins you've had. Rightio, now that you've got that list in your head, I've got a couple here. So starting from scratch pretty much is you learn to walk. That's not an easy thing to do, to be able to learn to walk from what you're doing, crawling in a short period of time, learn to walk. And a lot of people go, oh, well, that's just something you have to do. It's like, well, why can't we have the same mindset? Why is it a different mindset to other things that you want to achieve in your life? And this is where we start to cultivate this mindset of, when I want to get something done, I'm not going to give up until I get it done. And therefore, you're never failing. You are always going to succeed if you keep pushing yourself, if you keep going at it, if you keep trying, like when you're trying to walk, when you're trying to learn to walk. Another example is riding a bike, when you're learning to ride a bike. Most people learn to ride a bike, and it's not an easy thing. But once you've got it, it's there. And you'll keep at it until you keep going and keep going. And I know kids, it's hard to keep them motivated because they fall off, it hurts. You know, there's an actual physical consequence to failing riding. You fall off and you hurt yourself. But yet we still keep trying to do it. And it's like it wasn't a non-negotiable for myself, and especially teaching my kids, it was non-negotiable for themselves. They wanted to be able to learn how to ride a bike without the training wheels by themselves. And there was no, oh, I can't do this, I'm not going to do this ever again, I'm not going to try again, you know what, oh, it's just not for me, or walking is just not for me. That's not how it works, is it? It's a non-negotiable. The mindset around these things are that we can't quit, that I'm going to keep going at this, I'm going to keep doing these things until I get it, until I succeed. And that isn't failure then. Like, you don't see a kid out there falling over and going, geez, look at those fails, geez, they're failing so hard. What are you seeing? What is that mindset we need to change? You're seeing someone learning how not to do it, learning how to balance, learning how to step, learning how to hold themselves in the right position using their toes, their feet, all the muscles it takes to coordinate stepping and walking. You're looking at a kid that's fall off their bike. Do you think, oh, geez, they failed hard there? No, you don't, because you're looking and going, geez, wonder what they learned there. Oh, I can't turn the handlebars that hard, or I need to lean into the corners, or I can't pedal that way because my pedal hits the ground, or I need to be watching where I'm going. There's so many different things they've got to learn, and balancing the bike. I just need to learn how to balance the bike. I need to know how my body weight on the bike and the wheels and turning and how that all interacts, that I can ride and keep that all in balance so I can stay on those two wheels. There's a lot going on. And you're thinking, geez, that kid's learning a lot. You don't ever think, geez, they failed hard. Geez, they should just give up. Why are they doing that? And this comes back to the topic of failure. Fear of failure is a fear normally of what other people think of you or what they expect of you. So for myself, doing my seniors as a firefighter, there's a lot of expectation I put on myself because I see my peers that they believe I'm a competent firefighter. So, and again, that creates an expectation in myself that when I failed my seniors the first time round, and I completely failed it, I had to sit out, that I wasn't good enough. I don't know what the feeling was. I was like, they had expectation that I should pass this. I'm a competent firefighter, and I didn't pass. And the only way that I was felt like, okay, I need to reevaluate. Okay, what did I learn? What did I get out of this? And I had to change my mindset around, oh, everyone's going to think that I'm no longer a good firefighter, or whatever those negative thoughts that start to creep in. I needed to reevaluate, change the way I think about it. Okay, I now know what I need to what to expect in these assessments. I now know how to run the assessments, where I fell down on. I need to do more training. I need to commit myself more and become better at that aspect, which is running jobs, running fire ground myself. I might be really good at being the firefighter on the fire ground doing certain tasks, but I wasn't quite there when it came to running the whole show, seeing the bigger picture. And that's what I needed to work on. And as soon as you start to isolate and learn those things, it goes back to the same as learning to walk and ride a bike. I gave myself no option. There was no, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore, because then that is failure. If I quit at that point, I have failed. I failed to do what I wanted to do. If I kept going like I did, kept putting the hard yards in, then it's no longer a failure because I succeeded. Now I passed. So is anyone going to look at the fails I did? No, they're not. They're going to be looking at the success. And then I'm a senior firefighter. Another good example of when you just don't give up. Learning to drive a car. And that might hit a bit closer to home when you actually can think about when you're doing that. A lot of the times, like, you can't remember trying to learn how to walk, and riding a bike might be a bit of a blur because you did that so early in your life for most people. So driving a car. What was that? Like, did you have to give up on that? I was like, no, I need this to go to where I want to go, to have that freedom I want to have at that age. So this is a non-negotiable. I am going to learn how to drive a car so I can buy myself a car and get out there and be free. So it's really important that we change the mindset around failure. And we need to look at, what do actually people think? Do people actually care? Do people sit there and think about me all the time and like, oh, geez, he failed and do all this stuff? And I was having a conversation with my lovely daughter, my oldest daughter, in relation to, why do you care so much about what other people think? Why do you care, like, when she was doing some stuff and she was worried about failing and stuff? And so, what do you care what other people think? And are you thinking about what they're doing? Are you caring about what they're doing? Are you thinking about them constantly? Like, oh, why do they do that? Oh, why do they do that? Oh, why do they do that? Why do they do this? Why do they do this? What did they fail? Oh, gosh, they're hopeless at that. Do you concern yourself about that? Or are you more worried about yourself? It was a really important moment when you realize people are way more concerned about what's going on with them than to concern themselves with what you're doing. Just want to let that sink in. People are way more concerned about themselves than they are you. So when you're sitting there and you're worried about looking like a failure in someone else's eyes, maybe right in the moment they're going to go, oh geez, how'd they fail that? But straight away they're going to go straight back to thinking about themselves. So if anything's ever holding you back in regards to how you look in someone else's eyes, don't let that ever hold you back, because most people are too concerned with their own lives to be even worried about what you're doing in yours and how you're succeeding, failing, losing, winning, whatever you're doing in your life. So really get that through and really let that sink in, that most people are not concerned. Family, they might be a bit more concerned, but still, everybody, we're so centered on ourselves, we're so worried about ourselves so often that we're not thinking about how you failed, we're not worried about how you failed. And most family members, especially, they're going to be the ones that are thinking about it so much. They're going to be supportive and going, okay, you can do this, let's get this done. I know my lovely, lovely wife was so supportive, and me going, okay, you got this, you got this, you got, let's keep pumping it through, you got this, you can do this, and as number one supporter for me. So, and then you're thinking, well, what am I worried about? People like, God, the people at work don't care whether I failed the first time. I now passed. I got the most congratulations ever. They were very, very happy for me, because everyone knows it's hard to get through. And some people get through the first time, some people take two times, some people take three times. It's just how it is. But if you keep at it, you will get the success. So that's what we want to talk about. Keep that mindset change, about things we could want to, fear of failure. I will spit it out eventually, sorry. But fear of failure, and how changing that mindset of what people think about you, keeping at it, don't let the failure let you quit, make you quit. Having this, I have no option but to succeed type attitude, mindset around achieving your goals. Now for me, for my seniors, I set myself a date to sit the assessment, which was a couple of days ago. And from there, I then went, okay, I'm not going to set a reassessment, and I'm not even going to re-enroll into the next year's program. So if I fail both those to get into it, I'm not even going to do that. I'm giving myself this day and this day only to pass it. I'm going to burn all my bridges, as people say, as a lot of influencers say. Just burn your bridges, give yourself one option, and that's just to do this. I haven't even got any other plans in place. I'm going to pass today. And that allows you to have the confidence to get in there and get it done. And again, if you're feeling fearing failure, and it's not to do with what people think of you, and it's not a perception thing, but in yourself, why are you lacking confidence in what you're doing? What can you do more? So what you need to do is stop and analyze and reflect and really go inside and go, okay, sit down, give yourself 10, 15 minutes and have a piece of paper and pen with you. And it's really important that you write down as many things as you feel like, okay, what can I do better? What do I need to do? Do I need to study more? Do I need to practice more? Do I need to read more, get more knowledge on things? Do I need to talk to more mentors? Do I need to find more mentors? What actions can you take to give yourself the best preparation? Because preparation leads to success as well. So if you're feeling like you're lacking confidence, you need to prep more. And for myself, I know I keep going back to my seniors assessment, but it's a really good one, because it's a completely optional thing for me to do. I wasn't made to do it. I could have stopped at any time. I could have went, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. But it was a really good example for fear of failure and being able to just keep going, and what you think about failure and how you think about failure, and that it's not a failure. I didn't fail those last times. I just learned lots of things and how to achieve what I want to achieve eventually if I keep at it. So I got to this point. I went, okay, I need more mentors. I need to do more training. I need to do more research, understanding what the role is, what other things I need to learn in regards to incident control. So many different aspects that had to be looked at, and especially getting mentors, and that was a really big confidence booster, and talking to them and having a point of call to talk to. I got to a point where I was doing that much preparation that I just wanted to get the assessment done. I was sick of waiting to do the assessment. I just wanted to get it done. That's where you know what? It doesn't matter the result, whether I succeed or fail, I want to have a go at this. I want to give this a crack. And that could be for anything in your life, whatever's coming up in your life that you need to achieve or want to achieve or want to attack or want to get at. Fear of failure. What you're going to do is you're going to do a list of things that, okay, we're going to go through a list of things that you want to do to make sure that you are prepared, and you're going to change your mindset, and you are ready to attack this, and you're not going to let this fear of failure go. So we're going to go through this list now. Okay, the first thing you want to attack is that mindset. As we've been going through the whole episode, I'm just going to give you a quick little overview now before we end the episode, so that you can go back to this at about that 14-minute mark and go, okay, this is the things I need to do. Change my mindset around fear of failure. Look at what it actually is stopping you. Is it a fear of what people think of you if you do fail? Or is it I don't feel like I'm confident enough? Identify what's stopping you, what's making you hold you back, and then go, okay, we need to attack this. What do people think of me? Go through the list of things we talked about before. Okay, do people actually think about me? Is me failing really what people care about? If I eventually do get through, I can succeed and I can look like a success again. If it's more confidence, then we need to go on to the next topic, which is crazy preparation. Be so crazy prepared that there's no way you can fail. You are so ready that you just want to get this done. You're so prepared to get whatever you need to get done, done. And then the third thing I've got written down here is give yourself no options, burn your bridges. There's no quitting, there's no failing here. I am not going to fail. I'm going to get this done. And it doesn't matter if I don't have a success this time around, I'm going to keep at this until I get this done. I am not going to quit until I succeed in what I want to achieve. That is so powerful, being able to feel that way. And you will get so many things done. You will succeed in so many things in your life if you can just take that list of things and apply it to whatever you want to achieve in your life. This podcast, you can come up with excuses not to do it because you don't feel like you want to do it. But not, I just got to come up and go, no, I'm not quitting this podcast. I want to get this information out there. I want to allow these people to do amazing preparation. Go through all your notes. Go through these things. Make it so you can succeed. Make it so it's the easiest way to succeed in these endeavors you have in your life, whatever they may look like. Now, I know this is a shorter episode because I've had a lot on, as you can hear, because my crazy preparation for my senior firefighter assessment, I haven't had the time to be able to do this. I've really been focusing on the assessment. I've just wanted to quickly get in here and do a podcast on that because I thought it was very important that we, like, because a lot of people don't get things done because they're so scared of failing. And it's really important that you don't feel like you're failing. You've got this. Take a big breath. Calm yourself down and go for it. If you really want it, go for it. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks, okay? So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Again, as always, I love recording these podcasts for you to listen to, and I hope you get even a little bit of information or inspiration or whatever you get out of these podcasts, and you're able to really achieve and become limitless in your life.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also, get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.